March Madness has its final four games today. Employers added 303,000 jobs in March, and an earthquake hit the northeastern United States this Friday. Additionally, a potentially armed suspect was located in Gypsum on Friday after schools were on lockdown. Eagle County is to buy 5 hybrid buses, and the Eagle County Board of Education has finally filled their vacancy. All of this and much more in the 6th episode of Rewind with Alvaro Morin-Garcia. Good morning, everyone. My name is Alvaro, and you're listening to Rewind with Alvaro Morin-Garcia. As you may have noticed, Rewind episodes are shorter now since we've decided to cover only the biggest stories with significance across a variety of categories. You, the listener, deserve to only hear the biggest news in every Rewind episode. So we decided that we're going to cover less stories instead of more stories, but that those less stories be higher quality. Of course, we're always open to suggestions on how to better our content, so definitely let us know if there's something that we could do better. But for now, we want to thank you for listening to Rewind with Alvaro Morin-Garcia, a show under the My Future Pathways TV network. My Future Pathways serves and supports Eagle County's underserved youth and families in a holistic way to help them meet their full potential. They offer 2 youth centers in Eagle County, mentoring opportunities every week, and a summer camp filled with field trip and tons of fun. And here's the kick. It's 100% free, no strings attached. If My Future Pathways interests you, please visit myfuturepathways.org. Just a reminder that Rewind with Alvaro Morin-Garcia is available on all major podcasting platforms. All right, so now let's dive into the first story. Manhattan Judge Juan M. Merchant recently ruled that former President Donald Trump's claim for immunity in the Supreme Court will not delay the start of his criminal trial, essentially solidifying that Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan will begin as scheduled on April 15th. Donald Trump is currently charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree, and his trial is expected to last a few short weeks. Today, the final four games will be held to see who advances to the final for the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament. North Carolina State will face Purdue, and the University of Alabama will face the University of Connecticut, last year's champions. Though it does not seem to be March anymore, March Madness will soon be over, and a new championship team will be declared. Let us know who you're supporting and if your bracket predicted anything right. At 10:23 a.m. on Friday, a 4.8 magnitude earthquake struck the northeastern United States. The United States Geological Survey stated that the earthquake's epicenter was near White House Station in New Jersey. Reportedly, there are no deaths or injuries at this time, and the shaking for people and for infrastructure was very minor. There has also been no reported damage to any critical infrastructure in any of the major cities, including New York City. The Department of Labor recently announced data that employers added 303,000 jobs in March. March was the 39th straight month of job growth. The unemployment rate in February went down from 3.9% to 3.8%, and average hourly earnings for workers rose 0.3% in March from the previous month and were generally up 4.1% compared to March of 2023. All of this goes to show that the economy is doing really well, and of course, that pattern will continue on in the future. Bronny James, the son of NBA Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James, will enter the 2024 NBA draft while still maintaining his eligibility to play in college basketball. He played for the University of Southern California this year, also known as his freshman year, in the guard position, and he will also enter the transfer portal to maintain his eligibility. Bronny James suffered an incident of cardiac arrest in July of 2023, but since then, he has been cleared to play and has debuted on the University of Southern California's basketball team. And now let's move on to local news for Eagle County, Colorado. So here's a little fact about Rewind that you maybe didn't know. We film Rewind every Friday to give enough time for our editors to edit the episode before we release it each Saturday morning. Just before we were starting to film today's episode, we received an alert from Eagle County Schools and the Eagle County Sheriff's Office that there was a potentially armed suspect in Gypsum. No specific information was provided other than a warning to look out for him and call 911 if we were to spot him or his vehicle. The Palisade Police Department alerted Eagle County of the suspect's activity. Thankfully, within 2 hours, the police located the suspect in Gypsum. Unfortunately, no further information can be provided at this time or confirmed, but there are a lot of rumors circulating on what the suspect was doing. But we'll definitely update you next episode, considering that it's an ongoing investigation that the Sheriff's Department isn't inclined to comment on. In 2023, Eagle County allocated over $4.9 million from the Echo Transit sales tax for the purchase of 5 Gillig hybrid transit buses, originally expected in 2025. But due to a new regional transit authority established in 2022, the funds were transferred to them, ensuring the purchase's continuity under an existing contract with the state of Washington, with payment upon the receipt of the vehicles and the acceptance of their condition. The Edwards Rotary Club, Vail Rotary Club, Bookworm of Edwards, local donors, and the Literacy Project collaborated to provide 530 copies of books to 3rd through 8th graders, facilitated by grants totaling $4,000 from the Rotary Clubs and discounted sales by the Bookworm, accompanied by author visits to 5 local schools, aiming to promote literacy and inspire young readers while exceeding the initial goal set by the Literacy Project. And finally, according to the Vail Daily, on Wednesday, March 27th, Edwards resident Gretchen Hovey was sworn in as the newest member of the Eagle County School District Board of Education. Hovey was the only applicant and was interviewed Wednesday during the board's afternoon work session and subsequently sworn in during the evening session. All right, that's all the news for Eagle County, Colorado, both local and national news that we decided to cover this week. Thank you so much for listening to Rewind, and just a reminder that Rewind is available on all major podcasting platforms. All right, have a great weekend.